This is about what happens after getting AIDS. After the virus, after getting into the body of a person, the virus enters into macrophages where RNA genome of the virus replicates to form viral DNA with the help of the enzyme reverse transcriptase. This viral DNA gets incorporated into host cell's DNA and directs the infected cells to produce virus particles. The macrophages continue to produce virus and in this way acts like a HIV factory. Simultaneously, HIV enters into helper T lymphocytes, replicates and produce progeny viruses. The progeny viruses released in the blood attack other helper T lymphocytes. This is repeated, leading to a progressive decrease in the number of helper T lymphocytes in the body of the infected person. During this period, the person suffers from bouts of fever, diarrhea, and weight loss. Due to decrease in the number of helper T lymphocytes, the person starts suffering from infections that could have been otherwise overcome, such as due to bacteria, especially mycobacterium, viruses, fungi, and even parasites like toxoplasma. The patient becomes so immunodeficient that he or she is unable to protect himself or herself against infections. A widely used diagnostic test for AIDS is enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, ELISA. Treatment of AIDS with antiretroviral drugs is only partially effective. They can only prolong the life of the patient but cannot prevent death, which is inevitable. And this is how it happens.